For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein answered Republican critics of the Russia investigation in a Q&A session at the Newseum in Washington, D.C.
There have been people who have been making threats privately and publicly against me for quite some time, and I think they should understand by now the Department of Justice is not going to be extorted.
Rosenstein criticized lawmakers who drafted articles of impeachment against him, saying they lacked the courage to put their name on it. It's not clear if or when President Trump will sit down with special counsel Robert Mueller. A list of questions was released that Mueller might put to him. The president tweeted that the revealing of the questions was a disgrace. White House spokesperson Sarah Sanders wouldn't elaborate.
As with all questions of this nature, I would refer you to the president's outside personal attorneys, Jay Sekulow and Rudy Giuliani.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Barack Obama in the national media. You may remember from stories at Fox News. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. I interviewed all the top tax lawyers in America, and I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. The entire IRS was out to destroy me, and we won. Not once, but twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have hired non-lawyer tax resolution firms and have spent thousands of dollars getting nowhere. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis and get honest answers about your IRS case free. After your free confidential conversation, you'll be surprised at how affordable it is to hire one of the top tax lawyers in the country. In many cases, it's as little as $500 per month for only a few months. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. I'm passionate about this. Sam saved my life. The phone number is simple. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Trust me, it will be one of the best things you've ever done. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Seven states are suing to end the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program. President Trump said last year that he would phase out DACA, but court rulings have since prevented that from taking place. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton says the lawsuit is about the rule of law, not any particular immigration policy.
Our coalition is urging the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of Texas to declare DACA unconstitutional and stop the federal government from issuing or renewing any DACA permits in the future.
Paxton says the lawsuit doesn't ask the federal government to remove any alien currently covered by DACA. A Russian fighter jet intercepted a U.S. Navy plane in international airspace over the Baltic Sea. U.S. officials believe that Russia does this both to send a message to U.S. military forces in the region, but also to closely observe U.S. activities as well. This is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. 866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
The Republican who lost to a Democrat in a special U.S. Senate race in Alabama last December has filed a lawsuit against three women who accused him of sexual assault just weeks before the balloting. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Roy Moore saying the three were part of a political conspiracy aimed at preventing his election.
What we've documented in this complaint will show the people of Alabama that these people knew what they were doing. They set it out. They described what they were going to do. They did it, and they bragged about doing it after.
The lawsuit's asking for compensatory as well as punitive damages. It claims the three accusers all have ties to the Democratic Party. It also blames the, quote, liberal media for working to ensure that Moore would, as he did, lose the election. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Mosquito, tick, and flea-borne infections are skyrocketing in the United States. The CDC says the number of cases has more than tripled. Dr. John LaPook explains.
For one thing, climate change may be playing a role with warmer temperatures leading to longer breeding seasons, and that lets ticks and mosquitoes spread geographically. The world is getting smaller, so during the Zika epidemic, there were infected travelers who brought the virus up here from places like Mexico and Brazil.
According to the CDC, there were more than 96,000 cases of diseases that were caused by bug bites in 2016. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.